The Gemara in Masechta Bekamdas Nun Zayin and the Beis going to Nun Ches discusses the case of the Mishnah where an animal fell into somebody else's yard. The Nenis, and it benefits from having fallen into that yard. Mishalemus Mashanenis, the Mishnah says the owner of the animal has to pay for that benefit. And the Gemara says, the way to understand what the Mishnah means to say is Lo Mibayu Kamar. Lo Mibayu Ochla. Certainly if this animal ate from the produce in the field, the Mishalemus Mashanenis, it has to pay for what it benefit. Aval Nechbeta. If the animal fell and it benefited from the fact that it fell onto the soft growths, the vegetables, the produce that's growing in the field. Ema, maybe one could say that this is a situation of Bavriach Ari Menichse Chaverehu, that the halacha teaches us that if I chased away a lion from someone else's field, I don't get compensated for that. Here too, since I was the one that helped that this animal should not be injured, Mashinenis Nami Loy Mashalim, I ought not to get paid for what I benefited this animal. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah has to teach me, that I do get paid. Ask the Gemara Vayim HaChanami, and maybe indeed the halacha is that I should not get paid for my benefit. Why is this indeed not considered a situation of Mavriach Ari Menachse Chaveroi? Answers the Gemara, because when the halacha speaks about Mavriach Ari Menachse Chaveroi, it refers to a situation of Midatayhu. He did it knowingly, and therefore he doesn't deserve to get paid. Hai lav Midatay. Here, when my field buffered the fall of the animal, it wasn't because I had intention that that's what my field should do. Inami, Avriach Ari Menachse Chaveroi Lesle Pseida. When I chased away a lion from my neighbor's field, I don't necessarily suffer a monetary loss. Hai Isle Pseida. Here I suffered a monetary loss. So Rashi explains, Mavriach Ari Menachse Chaveroi, Rashi explains, Divrei Maskil Emoi, the reason why Mavriach Ari Menachse Chaveroi doesn't get compensated, because he did it L'Shem Mitzvah. And the Shari Yosha explains what Rashi means to say. What Rashi means to say is not that we know for certain that this person who did this, Mavriach Ari, certainly had no intention to be compensated. Rather, the way to understand Rashi, says the Shari Yosha, is that this person, when he did what he did it because it was the right thing to do. He wasn't thinking about payment. It wasn't that he was necessarily moichel the payment, but he wasn't concerned about getting compensated for what he did. And therefore, it's like a zen nen of a zel loy chaser, and he doesn't get compensated. As Tosfos, the very maskil inami, that the Gemara Masechta Metzia, Daf Tzadik Gimel on the base, says that if somebody was watching somebody else's animals, and a lion or a wolf came to attack, it's my obligation to hire someone to protect these animals, and then I could ask back from the owner of the animals for the money I laid out to pay these guards. Ask Tosfos, why is this not considered a situation of Mavriach Ari Menachse Chaveroi? Furthermore, ask Tosfos, the Mishnah later in our Masechta, Daf Kuf Tezvav on the base, says Shotof Nachal Chamorei v'Chamor Chaveroi, the river is coming to drown my donkey and my friend's donkey. Shloi Yofim Mona, my donkey is worth $100. V'Shel Chaveroi Masayim, and my friend's donkey is worth $200. V'Necha Shloi v'Hitzel HaShchaveroi. So I made a calculation, and I figured it's better to save my friend's donkey than my donkey. Anyway, Elskar, he only gets the amount that it cost him to do this saving. But you do get paid, it seems, for saving your friend's donkey. Why is it not considered Mavriach Ari Menichsei Chaveroi? Furthermore, asked Taisus, the Mishnah Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says if somebody is a Meshiv Aveda, somebody returns a lost object to someone else, and because he returned this lost object, he couldn't go to work, he's entitled to collect for that loss of income. Why is that not considered Mavriach Ari? So Taisus answers that Mavriach Ari is only in a situation where it's not for sure that the danger is going to come. Mavriach Ari, by the actual words that it says, mean that, says Taisus. The lion, there's a concern that there's a lion going to come. And since there's only a concern, but it's not for certain, that's where we apply the concept of Mavriach Ari. But in a situation, says Taisus, where it's for certain that the danger is going to come, the various Mishnayos that we just quoted, there we don't apply the concept of Mavriach Ari. The Meiri and the Ramban, I think, take a different approach. Their approach is that wherever the Torah demands that we do something, that's not considered Mavriach Ari. Mavriach Ari is only a situation where it's not a clear mitzvah. Tosfos asks another question. Tosfos asks that the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us, Hamader as Hanoas Chaveroi, if I made a neder that someone can't have Hanoah from me, Yochel Afroi Lois Chaveroi, I could pay off his debts. Why? Because it's not considered that I'm really giving him anything. I'm just taking away from him this obligation, and therefore it's considered Mavriach Ari. So ask Taisvis, here I'm losing money. What did Taisvis say? What did the Gemara say? That Mavriach Ari is only when there's no money lost. Whereas in our Mishnah, there was money lost when the animal fell on my field and ruined the produce. But there, when I'm paying off someone's loan, I'm certainly losing money. I'm paying off the loan. Yet, the Gemara considers it a situation of Mavriach Ari. Similarly, the Rajva asks that the Mishnah Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, says that if I made a neder that someone can't benefit from me, I could still support his wife. Because it's only considered who's not being supported by a husband, because it's considered a situation of Mavriach Ari. Again, ask the Rajva, why is that considered Mavriach Ari? In our Gemara, we're learning that if I lose money, it's not considered Mavriach Ari. So Tosfos therefore answers that in order for a situation not to be considered Mavriach Ari, there has to be two conditions met. Number one is that it wasn't done with my knowledge. And number two is I have a loss. Only then is it not considered Mavriach Ari. If I did it with deliberate knowledge, then it's already not considered Mavriach Ari, even though I do or don't have a loss. So if I did it with knowledge, even though I have a loss, the two cases that we just mentioned, that already is not considered Mavriach Ari. So based on the Tosfos and the other Rishonim that we have just quoted, we now have a number of very important conditions to understand in the concept of Mavriach Ari. Tosfos says that in order to be considered a situation where I should not be paid, it has to be that I did not know what I was getting into, and it was a situation where I had a loss. If I knew what I was getting into, or if I didn't suffer a loss, that's really not Mavriach Ari. That's one point. Number two, Tosfos says that Mavriach Ari is only in a situation where I don't know for sure what's about to happen. But if I know, if it's not for sure that this danger is going to happen, but it's for, if it is for certain that this danger is going to happen, that doesn't fall into the category of Mavriach Ari. So I saw Reb Zisk Zilberstein in his Sefer Chashuki Chemed discusses the following shaila. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, there was a home where there was a house where in some of the apartments there was a terrible problem. There was a problem that there were snakes in that apartment. So the people who were suffering from this problem went and hired a professional who could catch the snakes. Obviously, such an individual is not inexpensive. So they wanted to collect and ask everybody who lived on that block to participate in paying for the cost. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says, based on the Tosfos that we just quoted, it seems that this is not a situation of Mavriach Ari. Because as we just quoted from Tosfos, only in a situation where there is a certain danger to the person who I saved is it not considered Mavriach Ari. But if it's not for certain that that individual is going to suffer, then it falls into the category of Mavriach Ari. So therefore, he wants to suggest that only the people in the apartments that were seeing the snakes, they had a certain issue on their hands. The other people, maybe it's not a great situation, but it should not be considered Mavriach Ari. That's what he wants to suggest. He said he, however, asked the Shaila from Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef said the way to understand Tosfos doesn't mean, when Tosfos says a certain danger, it doesn't mean, says Rabbi Yosef, that there's a certain danger that the snakes are for sure going to be in their apartments or already in their apartment. He says if it's already enough of a situation where the people who live in those other apartments are living in fear, are doing different actions to because they're concerned about the snakes, that is already considered a situation of a certain danger. In other words, Rabbi Yashiv is telling us that certain danger doesn't necessarily have to mean that the danger is right here. If there's enough of a concern that the danger is imminent, that or people's lives are being affected by this danger, that's already considered a certain danger. So he quotes Shalos Tshuvos Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches. where there was a question where there was a fire that broke out in an apartment house, and the person who lived on the top floor where the fire began broke his roof, and the fire went that way instead of going downwards. And now he wanted all the members of the, all the people who live in the building to participate in paying for that roof, because they were all in danger because of the fire. And the Shlosh Yaakov says that that's considered a situation of Mavriach Ari. And the Shlosh Yaakov explains, why is that considered a situation of Mavriach Ari? Because he would have broken the roof anyway just to save his apartment. And that's enough for it to be considered Mavriach Ari. Let's think about it. Certainly, if, and this is what Rabbi Yisrael Zilberstein asked his father-in-law, Rabbi Yosha, if in the case of a snake catcher, where the other people haven't yet seen a snake, but they are concerned enough that it affects their life, says Rabbi Yosha, that's already considered a situation of clear and imminent danger. Is in this case, where there's a fire, Rahman Slan, in the house, and the top apartment is getting already burnt, why is that not considered Mavriach Ari? Why is that not considered not Mavriach Ari, that they should have to pay? So Rabbi Yosef explained, because there, it's a different vart altogether. There, where there's a fire in this top apartment, when this person's breaking the roof, the reason he's breaking the roof is primarily to save his apartment. Yes, the secondary benefit are all the other apartments. But let's listen to what we just said. There's the primary benefit. His primary concern is his own apartment. And then there's the secondary benefits, all the other apartments. However, in our case, says Rebbe Yosef, the people who are concerned about the snakes are all equal in their concern. And therefore, that won't be Mavriach Ari. Rav Zilberstein discusses another shaila. He discusses a situation where there were two people who lived in the former Soviet Union, Reuven and Shimon. And Shimon worked for the government. And as he was working for the government, he heard that they were going to arrest Reuven or investigate Reuven. He knew that he can't call Reuven on the phone and tell him what's happening, because he knew there's a real concern that the wires are tapped. So he took a taxi, quite expensive, and went to Reuven's home to inform him of what was going on. These two Jews eventually, Baruch Hashem, move to Eretz Yisrael, and they meet each other in Eretz Yisrael. And now the question is that, does Reuven have to compensate Shimon for the taxi? In those days, people didn't have money, taxis were expensive. They came to inform him of what might be happening. So at first glance, based on what we've learned in our shiur now, this is maybe a case of Mavriach Ari. Because Mavriach Ari is in a situation where there's no certain danger. And here too, although Shimon heard what they were speaking about in that office where he was, it wasn't for sure. There wasn't a clear and imminent danger. And therefore, at first glance, it should be considered a situation of Mavriach Ari. However, at the beginning of our shiur, we quoted the Meiri and the Ramban, who say, wherever there's a mitzvah that obligates me to do what I'm doing, that isn't considered Mavriach Ari. And since the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Ritzeach, Halach Yudalit, Paskins, Kol Ayochel Ahatzav Lo Hatzel, whoever could save somebody and doesn't, Oiva Lo Samid Adam Reyecha, V'kein Shishama Goyim Oy Mausa Mechashma Lo Ra, Oy Tom Lo Pach, he hears that there's a plan to hurt someone or about to trip him. And he doesn't notify his friend. So it teaches us the Rambam that if we have information that another Jew may be in trouble, we're obligated to notify him. And if we don't notify him, we're over the lav of Leisam Radam Reyecha. And the Me'ivi and the Ramban teach us that wherever there's a mitzvah to do what I'm doing, that isn't considered Mavriyach Ari. So therefore, this won't be considered Mavriyach Ari. And the halacha is that indeed they will have to, the Reuven should compensate Shimon for the cost of that taxi.